Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of January 2017, and this is the 723rd Mole Out Loud podcast. It is 8 p.m., and it's the end of a very hot and windy day. It's quite grey outside. But I am outside because two things I suddenly realised I hadn't done. One was the podcast and one was coming to get my washing in. And I must say, when I realised that I hadn't brought in my washing, I had visions of it being strewn around the neighbourhood because, yes, it was very windy. But it all seems to be here, at least everything I can remember that was on my line. And so I'm unpegging it as I speak. It's so overcast. It's been overcast all day, this kind of lowering grey, so quite dark. And darker than it normally is at 8, although I suppose our days are beginning to get shorter. But still hot out here. I think it's about 28 or 29 degrees. And it's been 34 at its height. So I'm I'm glad that it hasn't been too hot inside, because it's been one day out of several. And so I haven't had to... It hasn't been able to heat up the house. I'm not sure what it's going to be like tonight. Maybe it'll probably be quite warm. I think it might be an air conditioning night tonight. So I've just got to get a few more socks off the line. Here we go. You can probably hear a bit of wind. It's become much milder. The wind has become more milder. Oops, but it is. It's become milder. It isn't stopping my washing from being blown from the bag that I brought to carry it in. Well, I'm going to just have to pause this because I think I need two hands to carry it and hold it down. The other thing I need to do tonight is water the garden. It's been so dry. And today, although it looks as if it's about to be a thunderstorm, there's none predicted, and the wind is very, very drying for everything. And I've got a fantastic tomato bush coming up. It's just one plant, but it must have about 20 tomatoes on it. So I'm keeping it very well watered at the moment. And a few other things out there that I would not want to see perish. So... An evening, the end of an evening, filled with a little bit of activity. Usually I try to start going to bed at about 9, or try to get to be in bed at about 9:30, but it might be a little bit later tonight, I think. Today has been a good day, I think. It's been very strange. My neighbour, whose book arrived the other day, got a new cat yesterday, and I've just been to visit it, a lovely long-haired tabby called Lily. But all this activity sort of happening next door, and a couple of other things apart from those two things have made me feel a bit as if I'm I'm being a bit static at the moment, that I'm not venturing down new paths, not bringing anything new or different into my life, or doing much outside my daily routine. And, well, I guess it makes me think about whether I need to, whether this focusing on my book, which is what I've decided to do, needs to exclude everything else, or whether it just needs to exclude projects that would compete with it in terms of my writing energy or mental space. But perhaps there are other things that are slightly more active, that, or social, or about learning, perhaps, that are different from what I'm doing. Maybe I need to open myself up to letting some other things into my life, just small things. I don't mean things that are going to take me away from what I'm doing, but ways of enhancing what I do when I'm not writing. So a little bit of food for thought, even though I really, as I said before, don't like comparing myself with other people. It's hard not to do so, and maybe I can just take it as a little nudge that maybe I need to enliven my life a little bit. I think sometimes contentment, which is such a precious thing, it's such a luxury to be able to feel contented. But I think it can sometimes take a bit of an edge off, I suppose one doesn't need any adrenaline. And so sometimes things can flatten out a bit. I was just reading a book that my sister sent me for Christmas, called Ballpoint, about the invention of the ballpoint by these two Hungarian brothers. And they were talking about how these inventions happened in Hungary. They didn't happen in Switzerland. I think the brothers were in Switzerland at one point, because in Hungary you never knew how long you were going to last, and so you made the most of every moment. I mean, having said that, of course, Einstein came across his theory of relativity in Bern, where I grew up. So it isn't, Switzerland is not, certainly not without invention. But I do get the idea about being pressed into living each day as if it might be your last, the way that you're less likely to waste days than if one day is very similar to the next, and you have a sense of security. Anyway, that... that's me pondering today. That's where I'm at. Looking at my clothes flung about on the line, I feel at least they have been living a day of gay abandon, even if I haven't. And perhaps when I put my pyjamas on tonight, I shall feel some of the gay abandon that they were exhibiting. I do hope that you had a good day today. I hope you've had a good week. I hope that you have some gay abandon in your life, whether it's within yourself or external to you. And I really look forward to talking to you again next week, on Monday, in fact.